Day three of training camp. Tomorrow, it's open to you. We got a little news and notes from today and more insight on where certain players are playing. What is up, Finn fans? How is everyone doing on this Friday? Tomorrow, the practice is open to you guys. So for the first time all offseason, you guys get to see what the Dolphins are doing. Padded practice will be on Tuesday. We'll get into that because Mike McDaniel talks about it. Got a little news and notes and all that good stuff. Real quick, though, want to talk about something. I do have all this. So what you're hearing now, obviously, if you're watching YouTube, because that comes out first, it's also going to be on the podcast. Doug Lee Do Wrong, a show about the Miami Dolphins, linked in the description on Spotify, or I think on any where you can find podcasts. I'm also going to be doing podcast special episodes. So if you want to, if you're driving in the car, if you're like, hey, I want to listen to your stuff, and you know, YouTube, I can't listen to it and walk or whatever, you can link in the description, go check it out. And if you search it, it's Doug Lee Do Wrong, a show about the Miami Dolphins. I think there's two other Doug Lee Do Wrongs out there. I tried two different times to get the podcast up and going. I have somebody, obviously Hog Media is helping me with this one. So if you want to follow it, link in the description if you want to listen. Also, breaking news from the Miami Dolphins. They are giving out orange jerseys to fans, which is awesome. So one deserving fan will be selected as the orange jersey fan of the day at all Dolphins training camp practices open to the public, which is a fantastic place to get subs. Fans can be submitted, fans can submit nominations at the orange tent on Activation Road each day between 7:30 and 9:30. The winner will be announced near the end of the day's practice and must be in attendance. The winner will receive an authentic orange jersey signed by that day's orange jersey player and an exclusive experience at the Dolphins preseason game at Jacksonville on Saturday, August 23rd. So again, if you want to be the orange jersey of the day, you got to be nominated between 7:30 and 9:30 at the orange jersey tent. Hopefully I get nominated when I'm down there for the 20th or the 21st. So we're going to jump into this. I'm going to start with Mike McDaniel's presser talking about Byron Matos. He says, that's a tough moment for any team. We were pumped to hear he has movement in all extremities and is doing better and better, which is what we're focused on. McDaniel said Aaron Brewer has a lower extremity soft tissue ailment. He should be on the field sooner rather than later. Slight soft tissue sideline Aaron Brewer, but he's able to snap to Tua, McDaniel said, so not overly concerned. He'll be back. I'll give it probably like a week and he'll be back. Nothing to worry about there. McDaniel on Tua and Tyreek, he said, what you're seeing is a direct communication that is real and not fake. This is a proactive thing that's positive. I'm proud of the work and transparency. That's how men can be better themselves. The only thing is, like, I'm fine with what's going on, and I'm fine with Tua holding Tyreek a little bit more accountable and trying to be that leader of the team. But also, like, I wish he would have been not so transparent with the media and kind of kept it in-house a little bit. But again, I'm fine with him being like, it's not going to be an easy comeback. You have to fight the urge to predict the future and watch Dolph talking about the young cornerbacks. On signing cornerback Cornell Armstrong, Mike McDaniel said, I have experience going against him, really like where this guy's mindset is at and where his talent is at. He has a chip on his shoulder, and the man hasn't played football in 2 years, so I have no expectation. It's a way for players to reemphasize the importance of doing things the right way, McDaniel said, talking about the practice sprints, hinted that there's something to do with the pre-snap penalties. Leaders of the locker room are putting in charge with being the police after practice. So again, what I said yesterday with thinking it had to do with the penalties is correct, and it was a player's thing. The players kind of said, we messed up and we have to do these wind sprints, which is good. Again, maybe this is the culture change. When the people buy in, you know you're going in the right direction. Talking about, look at the light. It's spazzing out there. Let's bring down the brightness. bring up the brightness, bring up the brightness. The idea where Cam needs to be is really progressing in the dark. He is every day chopping at wood and chasing technique, fundamentally being one with his teammates for talent. For a talented young player, it's boring but necessary. Talking about Cam Smith, got a lot to learn. Love his approach, but you can tell the veterans believe in him. You have to earn that a real way, veteran trust. Talking about Jonah. he's tougher than he is big. You could tell by the way he attacks the field. Talking about Taj Washington. Dolphins coach McDaniel said Willie Gay has provided a spark plug for us for energy standpoint. He also mentioned Nick Westbrook Akine, and he also mentioned I think Tua and one other person. I think I have another quote here to tell you all four that was mentioned. A reaction McDaniel, Mike McDaniel has had watching Micah Fitzpatrick on the practice field. Yes, that's what I was hoping for, he said. When you're fixated on the desired results, you end up not being the best version of yourself in the moment. When you think about not getting opportunities, you might not be the best way you can get the opportunity. Talking about his team's focus. More on Micah Fitzpatrick, he says, I see a guy that doesn't underestimate the importance of earning his relationship with the team, understanding that you need to get to know people before you can affect them. I see him leaning into relationship building with the team. But again, no presser. I know some of you guys in the comment section are like, who gives a crap? Blah, blah, blah. Contractually, they're supposed to talk to the media. So that is where I'm coming from. They're supposed to talk to the media. So he's not. We'll see why. He probably doesn't feel like answering certain questions, probably about Brian Flores, probably about coming back to the Dolphins, about all this stuff. But he needs to, because contractually he's obligated. And if you don't know what I mean by that, just ask Marshawn Lynch. I see him really building into a relationship, building in the team. He somewhat sees himself as a leader of the team that wants to go about it in the right direction. Again, talking about Mika's relationship. Coached is... Okay, here you go. So talking about the energy, he talked about Tua, Jordan Brooks, and then he mentioned Willie Gay and Nick Westbrook-Akine. So those were the four guys. Before we get to on-the-field stuff, free agent tight end Noah Fant met with Saints and Bengals per Schultz. No news on if he's going to meet with the Miami Dolphins, so we'll see about that. Also, here is, I think this is the one, yeah, your orange jersey is Kader Kohou. We saw yesterday with that pass breakup. So here is kind of on-the-field stuff. Agent Drew Rosenhaus, who represents Zach Seal, was spotted at the early part of Friday's practice. Maybe they're getting something in the works. An 11-on-11 session started with a 15-yard pass from Tua to wide receiver Jalen Waddle on a slant. It was a crisp route and a sharp throw. Defensive tackle Zach Seal and linebacker Jordan Brooks got good penetration on the Devon Achane run on the second play of 11-on-11s. Both defenders have been strong throughout the 3 days. Edge rusher Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips were seen running 20-yard sprints on their own when the second team players took over during the 11-on-11 sessions. Both appear to be in great shape as they return from season-ending knee injury. I will say this as well. You will see, and I think Omar talked about this on the Collective. Also, shout out to everyone who went over and subscribed to the Collective. We broke 6,000 subs yesterday. You guys are amazing. A lot of times when the players aren't essentially doing anything, like if the second team or third team's up there, they do stuff on the sideline. I think he talked about, I think it was Phillips when he was rehabbing, was catching tennis balls and stuff. And they'll because you got to stay warm, because if you just kind of sit there and relax and then get up and go again, that's where you can get those deep tissue groin and hamstring injuries. Starters didn't have many repetitions Friday as they did the previous 2 days when they got heavy work. Phillips said the decreased workload was one of the reasons him and Chubb ran sprints. Again, trying to stay loose. Linebacker Willie Gay Jr. had an impressive pass breakup early on 11-on-11s. Gay has been a playmaker throughout the offseason and training camp. The inside linebacker led by starting Brooks and Terrell Dotson. Reserves is Gay and KJ Britt are the deepest unit on the team, and I agree. Quinn Ewers, I'm hearing, had a very good day, which makes me very happy. Had a nice sideline throw to wide receiver Andrew Armstrong. Ewers later had a nice throw to wide receiver Theo Weiss Jr. Later, Ewers stepped up in the pocket to avoid pressure, completed a pass to tight end Tanner Connor. Throughout OTAs and minicamp, in training camp, Ewers has seemed to learn quickly and not make the same mistake twice. Love, love, love. One more time, love hearing that. To add a strong throw to receiver Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who had been a low-key player so far. Westbrook, a big-bodied receiver, might be more valued for a situational role on third downs, red zone, and goal line. I'm interested to see how they do in goal line, especially with Westbrook. Offensive tackle Ryan Hayes had a nice block against edge rusher Grayson Murphy on a play that resulted in incompletion from Tua to Tyreek Hill. Hayes hasn't yet stood out in camp. Gordon lost a fumble on a running play. It appeared to be recovered by edge rusher Derek McLendon, but it might also have been received by defensive tackle Zeke Biggers. Gotta hold that ball. Linebacker Channing Tindall had a tackle for no gain on a running back Alexander Madison. Tindall has been low key so far. I'm hearing, you know, the past couple days he's actually been good and making plays, which is nice. Left tackle Patrick Paul showed impressive speed as a lead blocker for Achan on the left side. Paul has got wheels for being 6'7", 326. Guard James Daniels, who's receiving, recovering from Achilles injury, didn't appear to do any 11 drills today. Daniels has done 11 others sparingly through 3 days. Safety Jordan Colbert did a nice fight off block and turning a running play by Ollie Gordon inside. The reserve safety battle is wide open at the early stages of camp. 5 flags were thrown for false starts, and 1 was on the punt team. The Dolphins had 4 referees at Friday's practice after having 2 referees on the past 2. Edge rusher Mo Kamara had a tackle for a loss, but overall he's been suspiciously quiet. Fellow reserve edge rusher Quinnen Bell has been more visible. Now, this is from Chris Perkins. His stock up is Quinn Ewers. Had several noteworthy plays Friday that hinted he's making progress as camp continues. Stock down is Ryan Hayes. I absolutely love hearing Quinn Ewers having a good day. That's something that makes me happy and makes me very excited for preseason. Like, very, very excited. Real quick, before we get to the player pressers, I want to show you this. The Miami Dolphins are going to be revealing their rivalry uniform on the 28th, so on Monday. And are they going to be doing the helmet, the black jerseys? Because if you see the color here, instead of having white, it's black. Going to be very, very interesting there. Some player press conferences now. We start with Jalen Phillips. He said he's feeling good after tearing his ACL early last season, saying the rehabbing was a lot easier than the Achilles injury he suffered in 2023. Today was a little less of reps, so we sprinted on the sideline. So again, they're just keeping warmed up. I feel like Chop is going to be one of the best players in the league. He's a future defensive player of the year candidate. Jalen Phillips back and his boy Chop Robinson. For me, it's about staying healthy, putting myself in a position to maximize the opportunity. It just really sucks because, again, I'll say this for the 400th time. It's not his fault, his two injuries that ended his seasons. The Achilles injury was because of MetLife. And then the ACL injury was because of Jordan Poyer. It's just horrible luck for Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips doesn't think about this being his contract year on the fifth-year option as he looks to prove he could stay healthy, come off back-to-back season-ending injuries. This is where he's going to fight. He's going to fight hard, and I'm excited to see it. Kenneth Grant talks about Steelers' influence. He says he's got a lot of rooks in the room, and he's obviously taken us under his wing. you got to give this man an extension. He's got to stay a Dolphin. I don't care if, you know, they blow it up next year or whatever. You build around him. Him and Kenneth Grant should be your two starting defensive linemen when it comes to the future of this team. Talking to Jonah now, he was wearing this shirt, which is interesting. It says Miami different around the collar. So very interesting. Dolphin right guard Jonah said he made sure to build chemistry with left tackle Patrick Paul working next to him. So I think that kind of, if you put on your Sherlock Holmes hat, I think you can kind of induce, or whatever the word is, he's playing left guard, which means you got James Daniels playing right guard, which makes sense because it's to his blind side. Jonas says on a contract delay for most NFL second rounders, mindset was always control what I can control. I'm glad it's behind me. Jonas said he wants to play at 320. Not at 330. And if you could see from this picture here, he's sweating his butt off, and he does look slender, more slender than he did before. It's a slow progress. Coach Lem said he'd rather see me respond to adversity. Jonas said, when you watch TV, you think it's easy to go from right to left, but it's a huge difference for me pushing from my right leg, which, again, there was an offensive line player that said going from your right, from the right side to the left side is like wiping your butt with your right hand than your left hand. It is different. I hold myself to a higher standard every time I step on into this building. I'm playing for something bigger than myself. Jonah says he jams with Tua. He apparently plays, I think, the piano and the guitar. Our standard is running the ball. That's the bottom line, is what Jonah said, which made me very happy. Jonah said him and Tua have been a lot of jam sessions, like I just said. Tua plays the guitar and the bass. Kenneth Grant said he and fellow rookie Jonah have a competition to be first and last in the building, which I absolutely love. And yeah, that's what I got for you today. Like I said, the Dolphins will hold their first practice, padded practice, on Tuesday, according to the team. So Monday will be open to you guys. Tuesday is padded practice, and then Wednesday, and then I think they have Thursday off. Then they are traveling to, let me pull it up. They're traveling to Chicago. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, the 30th, and then they have Thursday off. Then they're on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Then they have 3 days off, open on the 6th, and then they are going to Chicago because they have a joint practice with the Bears. Then they have the game on the 10th. Then they are going from Chicago to Detroit. They have two joint practices with Detroit. They have the game with them, and then they come back home. And then they have 19th, 20th, and 21st are training camps. I will be there for the 20th and the 21st. But overall, you know, no interceptions, no real touchdowns. They didn't have any red zone today, so we'll see about that. See if they can get some maybe tomorrow with you guys there. They'll probably do some red zone stuff. Maybe they'll throw some razzle dazzle out there for you guys being there. Let me know. It's going to be fun to see who wins the orange jersey for the fans. Interested to see how that goes. But I will see you tomorrow breaking it down with more in depth. I'll probably be doing it later since I'm going to the movies at 1 o'clock. I'll be leaving. So you'll probably get your training camp video before then. So yeah, comment below. Let me know what you guys think of camp. And I will see you tomorrow. But usual, stay classy. Evans up.